Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent podcast for today, Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2020. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena Conroy, and I'll be reading Exodus 16, 1 to 21 from the New International Version. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat round pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us?" Moses also said, "You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, 'Come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes, like frost on the ground, appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Each one is to gather as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent." The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. And when they measured it by the omer, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Each one gathered as much as he needed. Then Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until morning." However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as he needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. I've known for a long time the teaching that God is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for us. However, it wasn't until September of 2000 I came to fully understand that his provision isn't only a universal provision encompassing everyone, but that his provision is also very personal and tailored precisely to each individual's needs. I came to know this through being in a situation that frightened me, so I prayed, and I survived. However, God's provision is generous. I later learned that God had woken a member of my church and asked her to pray for me as I was frightened. On comparing notes when I returned home, she had been woken at precisely the same time that I had been frightened and was praying. 2 years later, dealing with quite a serious illness, I remembered how God had previously provided for me, so was able to trust for God's provision. And of course, he provided, knowing exactly what I required and when, long before even I knew. In today's passage, the children of Israel are in the wilderness and grumbling to Moses and Aaron about their lack of food. God told Moses that he would send food, that he would rain down bread from heaven, and that the people were to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, God said, I will test them and see if they will follow my instructions. So God provided the people with food, quail in the evenings and manna in the mornings, and it seemed, for the most part, that the people were obedient, each gathering as much as they needed. However, some did not follow the instructions and tried to keep some food for the next day, only to find that it did not keep. It went rotten. God said that he was testing the people to see if they followed his instructions. So was it greed or lack of trust in God that made some folk take more than one day's supply? I think we can assume that it was a bit of both. However, I feel that the important issue was how much the people trusted God. Despite the failings of some to follow God's instructions, God was constant and provided manna for the next 40 years, the supply only ending when they settled in Canaan, the promised land. Interestingly, as a testimony to future generations, an omer of manna was preserved in a jar. Our faithful, loving God can be absolutely trusted in all things. He keeps his promises. So trust in him. He has your well-being at heart. Even if you feel from time to time that God is far away, he continues to love and care for you. Even if you are in the darkest of places, God knows and can be trusted to bring you his hope and assurance that he will never leave you. Charles Spurgeon says, when you can't trace God's hand, you can trust God's heart. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for your provision and your promises. Thank you for your word, which is manna to our souls. Lord, please bless this day and all those listening. Please help us each day to trust you and to be obedient and follow your instructions. Please help us every day to taste and see that you are good. In Jesus' precious name, amen.